Welcome to the AT Tips Cast, exploring and investigating different implementation of assistive technology in public schools. I'm your host, Chris Bouguet. This is episode number 8, recorded on March 7th, 2008. Hey everyone, ready for the top 3 things I learned at the Virginia Society for Technology in Education Conference?
Oh yeah!
Me too. Here are AT Tips number 12, 13, and 14. Number 3. www.emilychang.com. This website is the personal website of a web designer named Emily Chang out of San Francisco. What I like about this site, and why I think others would find it useful, is that this site provides information about the latest cool Web 2.0 applications. There is so much out there and so many new web applications updating every day, this site can keep you up to date on the latest Web 2.0 applications. Sure, now, not every application is going to be useful for struggling students, but many will be useful, and this site will give you a way to keep up on the ever-changing web. Number 2. Soundsnap.com. This is a great resource to find free sounds. Now, you might be asking, what does this have to do with assistive technology? First, I think one underutilized activity for students with difficulties following directions or auditory processing difficulties is listening to and discriminating between sounds. You could download sounds like this, this, or this, and then have students do matching or labeling activities. Second, these sounds can be used as story starters, as opposed to the traditional text-based or picture-based story starter. For example, students could listen to this sound, or this sound, and then be asked to describe what they hear or tell a story about that sound. Third, these sound effects can be used to enhance digital storytelling activities, movie-making activities, or student-produced podcasts. Adding these sounds might allow the students to feel like their production has a polished and fun quality. The sounds on SoundSnap are easily searchable, organized by category, and I didn't come across anything inappropriate. However, it's always best practice to do a search before your students do, or even better yet, download a number of sounds and keep them in a folder, and then invite students to use only the sounds in that folder. Number 1. Mail merge functions of Publisher to create picture dictionaries and identification cards. A teacher from Norfolk Public Schools named Durkin presented on different ways she used Publisher. I've long felt that Publisher is the most underused of all the Microsoft Office suite as an assistive technology tool. One strategy she showed was how you could take lists of items in Excel and merge them with templates created in Publisher to easily make picture dictionaries and identification cards. Picture dictionaries are a great way for students to review difficult spelling words, review vocabulary from any content area, or maintain their own difficult-for-me-to-remember list of words. Identification cards are also a useful tool for students with communication difficulties. Students could practice using their ID cards with safety personnel, like police officers or security guards, during community-based intervention trips. The ID card might have something on them like, "My name is, and I'm lost," or, "Can you call my mom for me? My phone number is..." I have emailed this teacher to ask if she would send me exact instructions. If she gives me permission, I'll post those directions up on the attipscast.wordpress.com blog site. That about does it for this week's episode. If you have any questions, comments, stories of successful technology integration, ideas for segments to the show, or really anything at all, please contact me at attipscast@gmail.com. Until next time, may all your interventions be inclusive, and may all your strategies be supportive.